You are listening to Alex Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
Can you turn down the rain a little, please? I cannot hear you. The rain will not stop, and it is getting too loud for me to sleep. I need more Eco Dub. Where is Eco Dub? Where is Eco Dub? I need more Eco Dub. Where is Eco Dub?
In the original, because you had more than one piece on there. Got you.
Nothing will have taken place but the place itself. In this place, the plan is to have no plan. The rule is to have no rule. The important thing is to annihilate the important thing. A mystical current that regards creation itself as a linguistic phenomenon. To render stream of consciousness jazz speak as morphing metacommentary, disseminating itself into the electrosphere. An ecstatic expression substance hooked on its own tradition as language, linguaje, vulgare, locution, idiom, lingua, manuscript, email, rap, word, dub, binary, dissonance, hypertextual, consciousness. I link, therefore, all of it, dead, set, unholy, and otherworldly network apparatus that translates your experience for you as you experience it. A kind of seed note in graffiti mode, or a meta tag that refreshes your own oblivion into something new and terrific. But then crashes when the applet in your eye gets poked with the antithesis of push, meaning push media. Something overtly commercial taking over your finally unfinished disembodied persona, the pure network animal, camouflaged as a collaborative email or web performance whose distributed presence collectively engages itself in a speculative fiction. Only a brainwashed vaporware sales force feels comfortable peddling to you. But in this network narrative environment, the story world that presents itself as a pseudo autobiographical work in progress, defying any standardized notion of becoming or identity, can and will, if one so desires, peddle its own form of digital being. It can do this by spinning letters, sampling ideas, constructing ambient hyper-rhetoric, the electronic writer as plagiaristic DJ or theory conductor, the extra letter Y in plagiarism, P-L-A-Y, constituting its open-ended playfulness in an otherwise dead media culture dominated by capital's insatiable need to neutralize every subversive act into a user-friendly work of art. just look at how easy it is now for network practitioners to fill up the programming slots at all of the major art festivals and institutional venues who are now ready to grab a piece of the action. Any piece of network ass or action that shakes its pouring hips in front of the eyes of the moneyed holders. This is what the net does. The net has created a naval monster, the Frankenchrist of mindless neutralization. Or as Mary Shelley said, describing her own out-of-control monster, quote, a machine of mysterious complexity, one that spawns unsuspecting network practitioners who, fidgeting their digits in an elliptical nomadic landscape, continuously attempt to reconnect their soft wiring with some corrupt loci of presence, one they can only refer to as their desire. Avant desire, the desire of more, of always wanting more, and showcasing, or maybe prefer exhibiting, a total willingness to do anything in order to acquire more, so that this monster, this machine of mysterious complexity, manifesting itself in various forms of fictional becoming, takes on the shape of an individual reality hacker. You, me, the person sitting next to us. Either way, this monster, this machine of mysterious complexity, whose residence drifts the promise, always the promise of revolutionary change. In this story, in this place, the monster goes by the name Gonad the Nomad. Gonad the Nomad. Gonad the Nomad is not mad. He's not one of those angry young men, one of those cute artist delinquents. And he's not going to understand what you have to say, because he has already programmed what you are going to say. And he has programmed you so that you mean nothing. So don't bother. He's not going to allow you to become the chief executive officer of Art Servers Unlimited, Inc. Selling out to the man who would be king. Your Royal Highness will have none of that, so don't even try to be. In fact, Gonad the Nomad is far from nomadic. Gonad the Nomad is immobile, a mere projection of small squares of multicolored light flattened against the screen, where the whole notion of a body goes down the tubes with the rest of your culture. Gonad the Nomad is not flesh. True, everything that goes around comes around and eventually makes its way back into that nexus of life the monster has become. But Gonad the Nomad is not moving, because Gonad the Nomad is not flesh. Gonad the Nomad is made of Digicash. Digicash made in the USA. Sexy number sequences, PGP appendages hanging like swollen fruit waiting to be picked and sucked on. Feel secure? Want more antivirus software to get your juices flowing? Gonad the Nomad lives in an exfoliated womb of one's own. A place where the hypermediated garbage man, high on nurse, or hacking reality with a third mind that tends the tendrils, loses himself in the liquid architecture of the narrative's surface structure, a place where nothing will have taken place except the place itself, a place to go fishing. To go fishing in the place you are already in. The big place. The big, big place of in. Is everybody in there? Is everybody in there? Is everybody in? All of what I have to say to you here today in this streaming consciousness installation is part of a new project I'm developing. I call it pseudo-autobiographical becoming of a metafictional environment. That's me. I also have some other titles for it. Another title I have for this project that I'm working on is the primordial affinity between words and sound objects, post-cyberspace and landscape with artificially constructed psychobabble. Another title is Self-Portrait of the Network Practitioner as a Devourer of Time. And speaking of time, what is the rhythm of the interactive user, writer, artist, speaker, participant? What is the rhythm? Navigating their mortal coil through the twists and turns of a forever internalized, well-trafficked drug being. The one that makes telecommunication an addictive practice, that makes cyberspace an addictive interzone, one that feeds off of itself in a perpetual loop, persuaded by the lack of cause and absolute totality of effects here in the attention economy. Attention! Attention! I want your attention! Do you speak English? Euro English, Mayo English, Spanglish, Franglish, Ish. I'm speaking Ish, and I want your attention. Buy now, slave labor. Today is Independence Day. Here in America, we are celebrating our break away from the old country. But we can never completely celebrate this break away from the old country because we are bound by the same linguistic nightmare that all of our ancestors dreamt before us. This dream come nightmare is the search for the perfect language, the ultimate source code that informs all digital being and disseminates a generative polyglotta full of recombinant écriture, a dream that is always eluding us, like the wandering Jew who embodies the original language of God, whose deliverance is always fragmented into a network of spectacular aliens serving their time in the prison house of language. And what about unlimited servitude as an art form, or unlimited art servitude as a political act? Your server, my server, everybody's server, unlimited in its imaginative reach. Something marvelous, unparalleled. incredible.
You are listening to Alex Audio. We are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are listening everywhere.
Can you turn down the rain a little, please? I cannot hear you. The rain will not stop, and it is getting too loud for me to sleep. I need more echo dub. Where is echo dub? Where is echo dub? I need more echo dub. Where is echo dub?
In the original, because you had more than one piece on there. Gotcha.
Hold up. What age was that now?
That was when I was 19.
Now, how did you all meet, you and Michelle?
Well, she came into the church. I remember I was sitting there reading my Bible before service was going to start. And I know it was God, but something told me, turn around. So I turned around, and there she was. And God spoke to me and said, that's her.
Come in. Chief, come on in.
Yeah.
Talk to her about it.
You're in the business, are you?
What was in your life before you come to know Christ, and even after that?
What is it? This has a select track all-wheel drive system. It's a little nut.
You're about a bad world, Lee.
Horace, I'd like you to do me a favor. Could you give me the ballistics on their Wilburn killing?
They're looking for it.
Loose ends to tie together.
But, Father, can I be a real boy?
Never go out with us.
If you do, you'll never come back.
The left wing. About Hollywood, and that's all I can guess what it is, because I can't think of any other reason why he would make such statements that it's way outside the mainstream of American values.
Randy Tate, the executive director of the Christian Coalition, we appreciate your taking the time to join us and reacting to this late-breaking story. And we wanted to, in case you did not hear the Vice President's remarks to the Hollywood Radio and Television Society today, in which he praised everything from Mr. Smith Goes to Washington to the Oscar the Grouch character on Sesame Street, to Archie Bunker saying that it forced Americans to confront their racial and ethnic
satanic, and whispers to me as it did that winter night long ago in the middle of the Pacific. Satanic. Tells myself I should put myself back in the closet and even burn the book once and for all, and thus never allow it to see the light of day.
Satanic.
And in this search to know who I was and have become and will be, I implore you to look to the creative nature of the search itself. Indulge it if needed, as you would the child in you, and allow that the process of every evolving soul often begins with the ugliest of forms.
Attention. I want your attention. Please be easy. You're a Uyghur. Mayo. Spanglish. From. Ish.
I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm. It'll verify everything's going correctly. Once you finish all these steps, it'll tell you to escape and reboot the system in order to enable your partition.
Attention.
Listening to Audex Audio, we are located in Boulder, Colorado, but we are virtually everywhere.
Can you turn down the rain a little, please? I cannot hear you. The rain will not stop, and it is getting too loud for me to sleep. I need more EcoDub. Where is EcoDub? Where is EcoDub? I need more EcoDub. Where is EcoDub?
In the original, because you had more than one piece on there. Gotcha. Gotcha.